Yardstick by Joe O'Byrne.
Message left. She won't get it. Not now, not ever. Just me left here. Abandoned. On a rock. No message left this time. Same number ringing. You missed a call from me. Mum's number. You see, I am a mobile phone. The day I was bought was a day of great excitement. Laura, for that is my owner's name, had spent weeks eyeing me up. In the shop, on the net, over and over again until the day of her birthday. I was to be purchased with her present money. It was her 16th birthday.
Happy birthday, love.
God, Dad, don't jump out at me like that.
Oh, sorry. Just wanted to surprise you.
Well, you did that all right.
Just got you some chocolates there and the money in the card.
Thanks, Dad.
You celebrating with your friends?
No.
Oh?
I don't feel like it.
Were they nice to you at school?
They don't do nice at that school.
Oh.
Where's Mum?
Still at work. This is her card, with her share of the money in it.
Why'd you both give me cards?
As soon as she got out of the shop, she had me out of the box. Put her SIM card in. My first springing into life.
Hi.
Hi, Brita. Just got my new phone. You're the first call I'm making.
Oh, yeah, thanks, I suppose. So?
Well, I'll see you at school tomorrow.
Suppose?
Probably should have had a party.
No point, is there?
Nah, couldn't be arsed.
Be something to do, but...
Can't have anything here.
Oh, yeah. Bad vibe.
Couldn't even do a card together for me.
Look, got to go. Stuff to do.
Okay.
I was her birthday entertainment. Downloading apps, uploading music, checking out all my functions. It was quite a party. I'll wake her in the morning. That first morning. And every morning. Her warm hands switching me up. Then bringing me under the covers for that final little snooze.
Hey, friend. Moby. Oh, I wish I never had to go to school again. It's rubbish. Rubbish.
She brought me into school, switched me on silent, but left me in her locker when she went into class.
Hi, Brita.
Hi. I'm sick of ham and cheese sandwiches.
Sick of everything. Are you? Look at that tart, Katie Malone. And a crowd of slappers. Oh, bitches. This is the new phone I got. What do I want to see your stupid phone for? It's cool.
And I am. Cool. So cool.
She thinks she's beautiful. But she's not the tart. Her hair is dyed awful as and she hasn't a clue how to put on makeup. Just shovels it on, bitch of a slapper.
I don't care about her.
You still wish she was your best friend.
Get real. I don't care about her.
Ugh, can you not do something about those spots on your face?
They're going away.
Doesn't look like it to me. Getting worse if you ask me. Putrid.
I hated school, nearly more than Laura did. I was always glad when it was time to go home. And then when we were at home, we nearly always wished we could go back to school.
Hi, Mammy.
Do you want a cup of tea?
No. What's going on with you?
With me? Nothing really. Anyway, your father and me want to talk to you later.
What about?
Worried.
Folks want to talk to me later. Very worried. Sent to me.
You're my only friend, Moby.
That was her name for me. Moby. Mobile shortened to Moby. From the book as well, Moby Dick. And the singer, Moby, her dad's favourite. All those things.
Your mother and me, you know we haven't been getting on so well this past while.
We made a mistake. Getting married is what your father would like to say.
Can we keep this civil? Look, the thing is, we're separating.
Your father wants to leave us.
Look, Laura, me and your mother aren't able to get on anymore. You've heard all the arguments, and to avoid arguing, we've been keeping out of each other's way as much as possible. You must have noticed.
Yeah, I kind of noticed. Separate birthday cards. A dead giveaway.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, we're just about surviving financially, so I can't leave, even though that'd be best.
That's what he really wants, to run out on us. Have his freedom, look for the fresh young thing to replace me.
It's not like that at all. But let's just get back to what we've discussed. We're going to have to come to an arrangement in the house. A new living arrangement. Separate lives for me and your mother. I'm going to sleep in the living room and meals together. Well, we won't do that for the moment. But lots of details like that have to be worked out.
We wait until after your birthday.
Oh. Thanks for waiting. That makes me feel so much better.
It won't be easy. But it'll be best for you. It'll cut out all the arguments. You don't need to be exposed to all of that.
Partition.
Okay, now, girls. Partition was one of the great tragedies to befall this country. It's an example of imperial divide and rule. It's like an open wound in the country.
An open wound in the house.
Laura. I'm sorry about all of this. Can you take those earphones out your ears when I'm talking to you? Oh, you got a text.
I know what it is.
You do?
I sent it to myself.
Oh, did you? A reminder or something?
Yeah.
Okay, well, this is going to be difficult. Whatever it is not what I want. Any of it. It's like, he's just not the man I married.
I'm not going to take sides.
What are you doing? Sending a text. Laura, I'm trying to talk to you. Another text. Sent another one to yourself, did you?
Do you want to see the text I sent to myself?
Okay. No. You're not going to take sides. No one is asking you to.
My spots are getting worse, Moby. They'll be calling me Zip Face, I bet. And I'm too fat. Too skinny. What do you think, Moby? Too fat or too skinny?
Too fat.
Eat less. It's the rotten stuff in food causes zits, doesn't it, Moby? Doesn't it? Doesn't it? Doesn't it? There's no point crying, is there, Moby? If I could just empty this bath and then flow away with the water to the sea. Become a whale. How about that? A big, fat whale who doesn't care about anything. Do you hear that, Moby? That's a whale song that I downloaded. It's amazing, isn't it? I'd love to just dive under the water, sing, toss up a spout of water and then disappear down the drain and out to the sea. Then swim away and never come back again.
But the digital clock shifts on. Second by second, minute by minute, hour by hour. And there is another day.
Oh no. What day is today? Tuesday. Biology first, not too bad. My favourite.
It's so boring, everything, isn't it? Even biology. I used to love biology, not anymore.
The only thing I like is English.
You're good at that.
Everything I write is just crap. And I get good marks. So totally easy.
You're starting to sound so totally American, you know that, Brita?
What's to you, the way I talk? Anyway, your zits are getting worse. You're so totally putting me off my lunch.
They're clearing up.
Yeah, so Chernobyl.
Here's Katie Malone on the way across. What does she want?
Hi, Brita.
Hi, Katie.
We spent too long on Facebook yesterday, didn't we?
Yeah, I didn't get all my homework done. Got a lot of grief this morning.
Same here. Look, I'm inviting a few girls over to my house after school. Do you want to come?
Okay.
Cool, see you then.
Are you going to go?
Might.
You know what she's at? She's just taking everyone away from me, isolating me. That's what she's at. That's what she does on Facebook and everything.
Oh, whatever.
She's a traitor. That bitch. Brita. Geraghty. Oh, that slut Katie Malone has to do is wiggle her finger and she trots off on all fours. The bitch. The bitch.
So, how's school?
Crap.
How crap?
Just crap everything. Crap teachers, crap people, crap subjects, crap, crap.
Can't be that bad.
What do you know?
Laura, I wish you wouldn't talk to me like that. Things are difficult enough as it is. I mean, I went to school as well. I know what school is like. You kids forget things like that. We've been there before.
Yeah, been there, done that, got the t-shirt, still have a shit life.
Laura, please, let's just try and enjoy dinner together. Do you have to do that, Laura?
I feel like puking.
Is your skin getting worse, Laura?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is!
Then we'll have to get something done about it. That'll be your father.
Ah, there you are.
You hungry?
No. I'll leave you to it. Had something after work.
I'm going upstairs. I feel sick.
Oh, Moby. Everything is so crap. So bloody crap. Dad can't stand us. Me with my zits and all my moods, and Mammy with her crying and her depressions. That's what it is. And I bet that Katie Malone has Brita wrapped around her little finger. I just bet. The bitches. The bitches. The bitches.
She curled up with me. But what could I do? I wanted to be able to console her, to advise her, to soothe out her fears, her anxieties. Sleep. Sleep.
Yeah, Moby. Take me away. Take me away. Far away.
Dreams are dreams. Time ticks on. I try to delay, but there's a digital dictate. 0744 becomes 0745.
Shit. Another crap day. Oh. My dream. You were a whale, Moby. Taking me far away.
Hi, Brita.
Oh, hi.
So, how was it?
How was what?
You went to Katie Malone's.
Yeah?
So, how was it?
Okay.
What did you do?
Nothing really.
Nothing really. I see. Nothing really sounds fun. Where are you going?
I just have to go over here and tell Katie something.
Of course, yeah. You go right ahead. You tell her what you have to tell her. Bitch.
They're all bitches. All bitches. You just keep writing that. Pushing your anger and frustration into my keys, that's it. I can take it. Bitches. Bitches.
Do you think there are whales out there, Moby? Zip face. No number. Bet that bitch Katie sent that Moby. No. No. That was Breida. But I bet that Katie Malone put her up to it. Yeah. Bet that's what they were doing yesterday, declaring war on me. This is their first shot.
It was the first blow. And it came through me. And it pained me. I was the weapon.
It's cold, Moby. Let's go home and brave partition.
Wear a burqa, Zit face.
Is that you, Laura?
Yeah.
I've left some food for you. I have to go out. Everything okay?
Yeah. Of course. Why wouldn't it be?
I hate school. I hate coming home.
So, what are you doing? Did you get a lot of homework to do?
The usual.
Anything happening?
What could be happening?
I don't know. Going to see your friends calling over. You should invite your friends over more.
I wouldn't invite any of those bitches over if my life depended on it.
I wish you wouldn't text on that thing when I'm talking to you, Laura. I met Katie Malone's mother yesterday evening. She was saying it was a great pity that you two don't see each other anymore. You should invite Katie over.
I wouldn't invite that bitch over if she was the last person on Earth.
Laura, look up at me. Stop texting. It's so rude.
You invite her if you want her to come over. I see too much of her at school anyway.
Another one.
You know what a burqa is, don't you?
Everything okay?
Just one of the girls asking, do I know what a burqa is?
It's the thing Muslim women wear over their face.
I know what a burqa is, Mammy.
Okay, Laura, okay. Sorry, of course you do. Right. I'll see you later. I really have to be gone now. I'm going to be late.
If you sent me those texts about the burqa, Breida, you could at least have the guts to show your number.
Will I send it, Moby? Will I? But what if it wasn't her? It was her, the bitch. It was. I can just imagine them all, their stupid heads together, riding them and having a great laugh. The bitches.
If you don't have one, you can make one out of black plastic bags.
Ha ha ha, bitches. I'm just going to stop reading them, Moby. I'm just going to delete it, Moby. That's what I'm going to do.
And you can use old tights for the eye part.
I should delete it, I know, Moby, and not read them. But I have to know what the bitches are saying about me.
I'll get you bitches back. Just you wait.
I should have sent it to them, shouldn't I, Moby? That Katie Malone, it's all her. It's all her getting everyone on her side, getting back at me. How was I to know she fancied Connor Whelan? She never said.
Up the jihad.
They think they're being very smart, don't they, Moby? But they're just racist bitches.
If you keep this up, I'll come with my jihad belt and blow you all up.
I should just send it, but that'd only be given in to them, playing their game. Oh, it wasn't us. We wouldn't do a thing like that. Butter wouldn't melt in our mouths. But one day I'll show them, Moby. I will. I really will. And then they'll be sorry.
She would put me on the pillow beside her. But I was suffering. I was her friend, her only friend. And I was being used.
It's the only place they can't get me. Any of them, Moby. When I'm dreaming. Out there with you. I don't ever want to go near that school again, Moby.
but I won't let them bitches drive me out. I won't. I won't.
Hi, Brita.
Oh, hi.
Did you have fun last night?
What do you mean?
You know what I mean. You were being racist.
I don't know what you're talking about, Laura.
Why are you doing this to me, Brita?
Doing what? What's wrong with you?
You're my only friend, Brita.
You used to be best friends with Katie Malone, didn't you?
Once, yeah, but...
You didn't care much about me then, did you?
I didn't really know you then.
Oh, here's Katie now.
Hi, Brita.
Hi, Katie.
Did something say hello to me?
No. I'm going over here. You coming, Brita?
I know it was you who sent me those texts.
What are you accusing us of, you bitch?
Being racist.
Me? Racist?
What's she on about?
The texts.
What texts?
The ones about the Muslim things.
I don't know anything about any Muslim things.
It was you.
No, wrong there, zit face. Wasn't me.
Wasn't me either.
So wasn't us.
You be careful what you accuse me of, you bitch.
Come on, Brita. We don't want to waste our breath on this spotty yolk.
Her face is like the Himalayas.
That's good, I like that. The Himalayas.
School was a haze, a blur. Information going over her head. It didn't matter anymore. All useless information.
The entry of the Americans
now, Gerrit,
into the war.
Was you really have to study you have on a regular basis.
By Friday,
because
and
once
then I
we start
to
into differential calculus,
is the most
you're embarking on difficult material and you don't want to fall
and
behind.
If you want a future in biology, then... Laura Dwyer, where are you going? Laura? What's wrong? Are you not feeling well? Oh, here, come into my office. Now, sit down there, Laura, and make yourself at home. Can I get you anything?
No. No, I'm okay.
So, what's going on? Is everything okay? Are you finding it tough this year?
Yeah, I suppose so. Fifth year, it's harder, isn't it?
Tell her.
Yes, I'm finding it hard.
Is there something else, Laura?
It's...
Tell me anything you want, in the strictest confidence.
Go on, tell her.
Just a little difficult at home.
Oh. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Your parents, if I might dare to ask... Are they having marital difficulties?
It's making me come out in spots.
Yes, oh, I can see that, but they'll clear up in time.
Tell her everything.
It's...
I know it's hard to concentrate on homework and study when there are difficulties at home. There are other girls like that here as well. And it's good to remember you are not the only one. That's always important to know.
Thanks, Mrs. Casey.
Now, feel free to talk to me anytime. Oh, this phone, it's always ringing. Sorry, I'm going to have to take it.
Well, look who it is. Himalaya face, running out of class, crying. Boo-hoo, big baby. And who have you been talking to?
Look, I have to get home. I have stuff to do.
You were seen coming out of Mrs. Casey's office. Telltaling?
What would I be telltaling about?
Oh, nothing. Grab her, Brita. Get this straight, bitch. This is between you and me, and it'll get worse for you if you tell anyone. You made a big mistake in your life, bitch, and it's not going away.
Connor didn't fancy you. It wasn't my fault he fancied me.
You let him think he'd get something from you. Isn't that it, you slut?
I never did anything.
That's not what I heard, whore. But you'll never get anyone again. Not with a face like that. You'll have scars all over your mutt. You're on the scrap heap, bitch.
Katie, why are you like this?
I think she's pleading with me, girls.
Is she begging for mercy? Beg, so beg.
Katie, I'm sorry about what happened with Connor. I wish she did fancy you.
Shut up, bitch. Come on, Brita. Let's muss her up. And if you say a word about me to anyone like that Mrs. Casey, then this is nothing to what'll happen then. This is just between us, and you better keep it like that, or it'll get really bad for you. What happened up to now is nothing, nothing at all talk, and there will be hell to pay. It'll get serious. Really serious.
Yeah, bitch, really serious.
Okay, Brita, let's go.
Moby.
Yes, use me. Get the word out, let them all know. Forward the texts. Show them to your mother, Mrs. Casey, anyone. They're bullying me. over something that never happened. I never did anything with Connor.
I got to send it.
Go on. Go on. Yes, yes. That's more like it. No, no, not that number. Not this number. Another number.
I'm a coward, Moby.
Moby, I bet it's from them.
I hope you got the message.
All I did was talk to Connor a few times. He knew she fancied him, but he didn't like her, he told me. All we did is kiss once, but I told him because Katie fancied him, I couldn't go out with him. That's all it was going to be. One kiss. That's all it was, just a kiss. I never even went out with him. But Jenny Tolan would have to see that kiss and take a picture of it on her phone, and then it was all over Facebook.
Hi, Laura. Everything okay? I thought I just heard you now.
Oh, I kicked my toe.
No, no, not your toe. Tell her. Show her.
Oh, okay. How was school?
Okay.
Okay. The standard answer. I wish you'd communicate more with me, Dora.
Now's the time. Tell her. Show her.
You know, I do need someone to talk to in this house.
Okay.
Okay, again. You know, if I'd known children were so ungrateful.
What? What?
Nothing. In our day...
I don't want to know about your day.
That's just it. We weren't allowed to be so rude to our parents. It just never would have happened.
What parents? What parents do I have?
I know. But it'll get easier, I'm sure. You have to understand what all this is doing to me, Laura. This is not how I saw my life. I'm sorry, Laura.
It's okay.
Now, tell her, show her.
Is that your phone?
Yeah.
Another text?
I don't know. It's doing something strange. A text flashing at me.
Sure.
No, it's okay. I've got stuff to do.
Okay. See you later.
What's wrong with you, Moby? You're acting up. Don't you crash on me now, you hear me? That's all I need. I feel like shit, Moby. But nobody notices, do they? I look the same, don't I?
See this blade, Moby? See it? See it? See it? That's better, Moby. Now I can feel it. Now it's for real. They've really hurt me. They really have. And I'm gonna document it.
That picture of her wrist bleeding, it went into me. Through my 2-megapixel eye into my media folder onto my memory card. And there was nothing I could do.
Look at Moby. It stopped bleeding now. I've beaten them, Moby. I've beaten them. What they're doing to me is nothing compared to that. If I can do that to myself, then they can't hurt me, can they? I better put a bandage on it, Moby. Now I have my own war wounds. Neat bandage. All over. Dad must be home playing his favourite CD. He plays it just to get at Mammy, I bet. She never liked that kind of music.
Jim, can you turn your music down?
Oh, Moby. I wish I could escape. Swim away off to the North Pole.
Jim! You're playing it that loud to annoy me, I know.
What's that, Emily?
The music, can you turn it down, please?
Oh, sorry, didn't realise it was so loud.
They're amazing creatures, whales, Moby. Remember? No, you couldn't. We learned about them when I was in fifth class ages ago.
Sleep, child. Sleep.
Now I'm tired. Bet that's the bitches. I'm not gonna look. I'm not.
Ignore them. That's it.
But I better. Anyway, now I'm tougher than them. Sticks and stones and blades. Photo of a used condom. Yeah, great. Bet they had a great laugh taking that. Bitches. They'll be sorry. One day.
Got to find a way to shield her from the messages. Interference. Going on the blink. Diverting. Forwarding. Got to find a way. But for now, child, sleep. Sleep. Sleep and dream. But still, I digitally count on the seconds, the minutes, the hours. If only I could leave her in her dream. But the darkness gives way to light. The sun rises, and the sea creatures of her dreams vanish.
I don't want to get up. I don't want to go to that crappy school. Oh, Moby, I wish I was a whale. And if I couldn't be a whale, then a seal, or even a penguin. Better go and look at my zit face in the mirror. It's worse! It's never going to get better! Never!
Laura, what is it?
Go on, tell her. Tell her about everything.
Oh.
Go on, tell.
Nothing. Just the water. It's hot. Nearly scalded myself.
Let me see your hand, was it?
It's fine. It's fine, it really is.
And what's that plaster on your arm?
Oh, nothing. Just scraped it in PE.
Oh, okay. I've got to rush. I'm going to be late now.
She'll be sorry.
What was that, Laura?
Nothing. Nothing.
I'll see you then.
The bitches.
This is what a burqa looks like.
They'll be sorry as well. Yeah, I'll show them. Just gotta get a few things. I don't care, Moby. I don't care anymore. They can do what they want. They can say what they want. They'll just be sorry. They'll be really sorry.
Hi, Laura.
Hi, Laura. So what do you think, Katie?
You look so beautiful now, Laura.
Right, okay, girls. Settle down. Now, take out your books, open them on page 24. Right. What's going on? Who's that? Who's that with that black thing, that veil? Take that thing off. Is that you, Laura Dwyer? Take that thing off.
I have to wear it.
Take it off! Okay, Laura. I want you to come with me to Mrs. Casey's office.
Take a seat, Laura. Mrs. Coyne has explained, shown me the veil. What is the meaning of this, Laura?
It's to cover my spotty face.
You have a little acne problem, but this is not the way to deal with it. Look, Laura, acne is something that will clear up. But I suppose girls can sometimes be cruel. Are they slagging you about it?
Yeah.
You can tell me. I know you probably don't want to tell, but sometimes it is better to. Is it Sharon Dixon? That'd be the kind of thing she'd do. I admire that you don't want to give me names, but you can't do things like this, Laura.
Sorry.
Okay, Laura, that's fine. But feel free to talk to me if the slagging continues. This is the kind of thing we like to think we can deal with at this school.
Sorry.
Okay, Laura, you can go back to class now. I have a stack of things to deal with here.
Yeah. She'll be sorry. I can't squeal on them, Moby. It wouldn't be right.
Forward the messages to someone. That's all you have to do. It's easy. Just a little digital chaos. That's all it'll take.
What's up with you, Moby? Don't you go haywire on me now.
Okay, Brita, come on. You'll be sorry. You squealed on us, didn't you, you little spotty bitch? Okay, Brita, give her the works.
Have her.
You'll be sorry. No, I won't, bitch. You're on your own. They'll never believe you.
You'll be sorry.
Stop saying that, bitch.
You'll be sorry.
Shut up, bitch. Brita, cover her mouth.
You'll be...
You're a little rat. That's what you are. And little rats squeal and steal things on their friends. Connor wasn't worth it. I don't know why I ever fancied him, but you. You just had to try and sneak in there, you rat. You great big spotty black ugly rat. Use that to fix your rat's hair. Brita, get a photo of that so we'll be able to show everyone what a rat looks like.
You'll be sorry.
Can you not say anything else?
You'll be sorry.
Now who's sorry?
You'll be sorry!
Come on, Brita. She's gone crazy.
Okay. No, Moby. I'm not gone crazy. I've never felt better. Never. That's the last bad thing that bitch will ever do to me. Ugh, Moby, bet that's them sending me the photo of the spit in my hair. No, it's Connor. Got strange message from you. Want to meet. That's funny, isn't it, Moby? Him texting me now, after everything. I didn't text him. Yeah, something got forwarded to him. Looks like one of Katie's ugly messages. How? I didn't. You must be on the blink, Moby.
Did it! Did it!
Want to meet. Do I, Moby?
Yes, you do, you do!
Do I? And if she found out... But what does it matter? What does it matter now?
You want to meet him. You do. So go, go! Text him back. Just two letters. O and K.
Okay. So why not? Why the hell not? Then after he'll be able to say he met me and tell everyone what I told him.
Okay. Where?
I'm excited, Moby. And I shouldn't be. I shouldn't be.
Boathouse. In an hour.
Hi.
Hi.
I like it here.
Me too.
So, how's school?
Okay. You?
Crap.
Pretty crap for me as well.
Mine's full of bitches.
Oh, yeah? Katie Malone?
Yeah, her.
What was that nasty message from her?
Oh, nothing really.
You forwarded it to me.
No, I didn't. Must have happened by accident.
Oh, yeah. Was it?
Go on. Tell him all about it.
It was nasty. Didn't know she could be like that.
She fancied you.
Not a hope.
That's good.
You were the one I liked.
And I like you.
Things are crap, but... My dad lost his job.
Oh. I'm sorry.
We're moving.
Moving?
Yeah, moving.
Where?
Australia.
Australia?
Yeah, Australia.
When?
Soon.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. Crap.
Yeah. Crap.
I'm sorry, you know. I really like you. I only realized that when my dad told me we were going. And then the only thing I could think about was you, you know. And we could have been together if that Katie Malone wasn't such a stupid bitch.
Yeah. Yeah, I shouldn't have let that stop us, should I?
No.
It didn't help, me staying away from you. She only became worse.
Did she?
She's a real bully.
I'm sorry.
That's it. Tell him everything now. Tell him how bad it is.
Connor... At least I know you really liked me.
A digital image. Like a blade into my memory. A girl with spit in her hair doing the rounds.
What is it?
Show him.
Oh, nothing. Nothing you need to know about.
He does. Just show him. Show him.
So, how soon is soon?
A week.
So, this is goodbye.
We can see each other again.
No, this is goodbye.
Oh, that's a pity. It's so stupid, isn't it? Why did Katie Malone have to fancy me?
She did. That's the thing.
We should have ignored her, shouldn't we?
Yeah. If I was a whale, I'd just swim all the way over after you.
That'd be funny.
But I'm not a whale.
Just go on and tell him. Tell him everything.
They'll be sorry.
Who?
Really sorry.
Because I'm going? Who?
I liked you too, Connor. That was goodbye. They'll be sorry.
Laura.
Say why they'll be sorry. Tell them what you're planning.
I have to go now.
No, no, don't go.
Sorry. Bye.
Bye.
That's it, Moby. The last time I'm going to fill that kettle. Oh, the bitches. Oh, no. From Mam. Be home late. Don't wait up. Sorry. Sorry, yeah. She will be. It's strange, isn't it, Moby? The sound of things for the last time. The look of things. I should record everything, shouldn't I? They'll look through the phone after. I've deleted nothing. They'll see all the messages and pictures and everything. You're my witness, Moby. And they'll all be sorry. One of me. The last one. I don't know what things to try and remember, Moby. Everything is like fish in a bowl, swimming around. Mouths opening and closing, staring at me, wanting me to look at them. We were a happy little family once. I remember before I went to school, I always wanted to be up early to wave my dad off to work. I used to worry in case he never came back. If he was late in the evening, I'd be worried sick. But nothing stays the same ever, does it, Moby? I remember the first time I saw Katie Malone. She had a ponytail, and all I could think of was a beautiful horse I'd seen in a film. I wanted hair like that, but mine is black. I thought she'd never be my friend, but then we ended up sitting together at school. How many years were we best friends, Moby? 7, 8? Things have to end, I suppose. That's life, isn't it? All the birthdays we had together, we'd plan them with each other. She'd help me on mine, I'd help her on hers, year after year. That's how it was. I wanted to be her, she wanted to be me. We'd swap our clothes, our hairstyle. I'd eat the things she liked. She'd eat the things I liked. Yeah. We just wanted to be like each other. I've never forgotten that. I never will. And I know she hasn't either, Moby. But something happened, didn't it? It wasn't just Connor, was it? If I only knew what it was that turned her into a bitch. If I only knew. But that's the kind of thing that happens in life, isn't it, Moby? And it's horrible. Really horrible. The things people can do to each other. Look at Mam and Dad. The way way they've been tearing strips off each other for years. And they must have loved each other once. They did. They got married. They bought this house. They had me then. But things went downhill. And they hate each other now. And then there's the wars out in Iraq. And the suicide bombers. And the murders and rapes and things like that. What's wrong with people, Moby? What's wrong with them? I can't stand it. I can't. I was looking out the window the other day at the birds with their yellow beaks hopping around. And then all of a sudden you see them with worms in their mouths or pecking away at a snail shell, and it's horrible. It really is. I love biology, Moby, but then when you look at life, the way living things eat each other, birds, fish, lions, tigers, who made the world like that? Why? Why bother if it's going to be so horrible? Even whales, Moby. They open their mouths and take in half the ocean, and any fish or anything that goes in doesn't come out. And I love whales, I really do. But they're mass murderers in the fish world, really, aren't they? And who wants to grow old and get cancer or have a heart attack or a stroke? I'm not going to be missing anything. Nothing at all. But the whales, still. All I have to do is swim out to them. Me, a seal. Or even a penguin.
I'd lie beside her bed and hear her toss and turn, wish that I could just send out a signal, sound a siren, go viral with a warning. But I am set to a wake-up time.
Oh, I'm so tired. Just a few more minutes. No need to... Not today. I don't have to go to school. I'm not going to school. The sun is shining, Moby. It won't be too cold. Decent weather for my last day. Oh, but I'm just gonna lie here for a little while. No hurry. Just a few more minutes.
Sleep. Sleep. There's no point getting up today. Better to spend the day in bed. Not do anything. Anything at all. Yeah, that's it. Don't bother getting out of bed.
Laura, are you not getting up for school?
Oh, what time is it?
It's 8:40. You better hurry or you'll be late.
Oh, yeah, school. I'll be up. Ma'am?
Yes, love?
I do love you.
Thanks, Laura. I need that this morning. See ya.
Just hang on a second. I want to take a photograph of you.
A photograph? At this hour? For what?
Oh, it's a project for school. Thanks.
Okay. I won't be late this evening. See you later.
Yeah. See you sometime. Someplace. But not later. That's me out of there.
The camera clicking was like a knife cutting into my memory. Final digital records of places never to be seen again.
They're all in there, Moby, learning away, as if it'll do them any good. Katie, she'll be so sorry. They don't know how everything is going to change. Nothing will ever be the same again. Ever.
Laura? Laura, what are you doing out here?
Oh, Mrs. Coyne, I can't go to school today.
Why?
Oh, I have to meet my parents.
During school hours?
To go and see the solicitor.
For what?
They're splitting up.
Oh. I'm sorry to hear that. Well, if you need anyone to talk to, Laura, I know these things can be difficult.
No, it's fine, Mrs. Coyne.
Okay. Do I better get in here? I had first class free, but I've got to go into battle in 10 minutes.
Into battle?
It's just the way I look at it sometimes, Laura.
Not easy being a teacher.
No, not these days. But I won't say anything more just in case it's a career you want to pursue.
No, Mrs. Coyne. I have no career plans.
Oh. But you have to have some ideas.
No, none.
Are you all right, Laura?
Yes, Mrs. Coyne.
Like I said, if you need someone to talk to, just come and see me any time.
Now? Can we talk now? At this very minute, in your car?
Okay, Laura, I don't want to be late.
Be late? Your class is not important. She's telling you. Oh, you'll regret it if you drive away.
Bye, Mrs. Coyne.
No. Oh, come back. Listen.
She'll be sorry, Moby. And I like her. I really do. It's so beautiful here today, isn't it, Moby? Did you hear that, Moby? A whale calling. Calling me.
It's now or never. Got to do something.
What's up, Moby? You're flashing and making funny noises. It's like, I don't know, it's like you're trying to say something. Or are you just responding to the whales? That's them singing to me, Moby. Can you hear them? It's time to go. I can't keep them waiting. I'm just going to leave you here on this rock, Moby. I don't want you getting wet.
No. I don't want to be left here.
You're really making funny sounds. Maybe you're on your last legs anyway, so. I'm coming. And then we'll all swim off to Australia.
It's now or never. Come on. Come on.
It is a very sad day as we are gathered here to remember the life of Laura Dwyer. We have, through her mobile phone, evidence that bears witness to the terrible events that led to her ending her life.
Forward anything.
Well, I got them. And they're very nasty. What's going on, Laura?
Nothing, Mammy.
Why are you shivering?
Oh, yeah, sorry. I went for a swim.
A swim? You're supposed to be at school and it's freezing, Laura. It's November.
I know.
What's going on, Laura?
Nothing, Mammy.
No, Laura, you're making me afraid.
Everything's okay now, Mammy.
Is it now? Laura, you aren't... What? These messages, you sent them, and then... And then what? You were trying to...
Everything's okay now, Mammy. I heard Moby ringing.
Moby? The singer ringing? What are you talking about, Laura?
No. Moby is my mobile phone.
Oh, I see. Well, I don't really. Laura, I'm leaving work right this minute, and I want you to be there when I get home.
Okay, Mammy.
Oh, Laura. God, Laura. Things aren't that bad. They aren't. I love you. I'm sorry. You should have told me about those messages are nasty. Right. I'm leaving the office this minute. Oh, Laura, Laura.
What happened, Moby? How did those messages get forwarded? You know, I wish you could really speak. I do. Was it you that forwarded them? Was it? You're my best friend. My only friend. And I only wish... I'm not even going to look at it. Unless it's from Connor. I shouldn't have cared, should I, Moby? That was stupid of me. I should have gone out with him. But that's okay now.
Over and out. That was Yardstick by Joe O'Byrne. Laura was played by Saoirse Ronan and Moby was played by Amy Huberman. Emma Bolger played Katie and Breda was played by Maeve Butler. Paul Ronan played Mr. Dwyer and Rachel Pilkington played Mrs. Dwyer. Connor was played by James Killeen, Mrs. Coyne was played by Una Kavanagh, and Kate Minogue played Mrs. Casey. The choir were the Skylark's Girl Guides of Portmarnock, County Dublin, under the musical direction of John McKeown. The dramaturg was Jesper Bergman. Sound supervision was by Mark McGrath. Sound design and original music were by Guillaume Perron, Mark Dwyer and Kevin Brew. Yardstick was written and directed by Joe O'Byrne. The series producer of RTE Radio Drama is Kevin Reynolds.